Here is the problem. Number one problem is immediately when somebody wants to come and complain, we just want to plug our ears and go, oh, I hate customer complaints. And I think in part it's because we have customers like Lucy in this Peanuts cartoon. Lucy says, sure, that's right. Just walk out of the room. You know what your trouble is. You can't take destructive criticism. Don't you sometimes feel like customers are just wanting to destroy you? And I think oftentimes it's not so much what you did here at the bank, it's just something else, and this is just one more thing added on top of their life, and they are just going to blast you. You happen to be the next person in line. Well, I have found that we have some typical reactions to criticism, and I've kind of outlined that on the top of the page there. And I find that when people complain to us, we've got a customer who's upset, we'll have typically one of two natural, instinctive reactions to those complaints. On the far left-hand side, I found that there are a certain number of people who will react passively when someone complains or criticizes them. And this is what I call the flight reaction. Let me give you an example. Let's say another manager says to you, boy, I just overheard you with that customer. I don't think I would have said that. If you were passive in your reaction to criticism, how would you react? What might you say or do if you're passive? Anybody? You might shrug. I see some of you kind of shrugging, kind of walk away. Might do that. What else might you do?
Stay quiet.
Stay quiet. Kind of ignore it. We'll just pretend that didn't exist. I do not recognize that person as an individual. You might even, if you say anything, you might say, really? You don't think I should have said that to the customer? I'm just really not comfortable when customers complain. I just knew I'd never be any good at this. I don't think too many react like that. But if you did, I refer to this as the passive fire reaction to criticism. And that is sort of childlike. Well, you're the dad, you must be smart. I'm just a kid, I'm not very good at this. And what we look at this person, and we definitely, our perception is, whoa, do they have seriously low self-esteem? Do we not? Don't we look at that person and go, oh, stand up for yourself? No. In counter opposite to that, I find a style that's probably a little bit more apparent for some of you. And that is, there are many more people, particularly in management positions, I find, who tend to be rather aggressive when someone complains or criticizes them. And these are what I call the fighters in the room. Same scenario. Fellow manager says, boy, I just overheard you on that conversation with that customer. I don't think I would have said that. And what's a counter attack fight aggressive reaction to that? Anybody? Great. Sam says great. Okay, the rest of you naturally would say what?
None of your business.
None of your business. What else might you say? Do it with the tone of voice, though.
You're not.
Oh, no, no. Aggressive tone of voice. Susan, work with me.
Arrest me.
Yeah, if I need not me. Someone say the same comment, but do it with an aggressive tone of voice.
Well, you're not me.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah, Brenda. Ooh, we're getting comfortable now. Hold her back. Hold her back, right? You're not me. Well, if you're so good, you answer the phone next time, right? It's a counterattack. You touch me, I will counterattack you. This is in counter opposite to my pacifier. These are the people who would be much more comfortable in the Attila the Hun look. You criticize me? I jack you up at the knees. Don't you ever think you can get away with that with me? Some of you, this is a rather comfortable place for you to be, unfortunately. And what you need to know is this, a great statement I found, a great quote that says this. And I will have to admit to you that if I had two options, I'm definitely more on this extreme. So I could really relate to this statement. If your dog tired at night, maybe it's because you growled all day. Ooh, that's a little close to the truth, isn't it? Don't you have days where all day long all you did is growl? What? And immediately it's an attack. Everything's a battle. Everything's a competition. Win, lose. Because ultimately, when you're talking about these typical reactions, if you look at the passive person, it is a lose-win scenario. Oh, I'm really not very good. You're the critic. You must be smart. You win, I lose. But with the aggressive, it's the exact opposite. I win, you lose. I will never lose if I'm aggressive. I will always put you down. I don't care if you're a customer, you're a staff member, you're an employee. It does not matter to me. Fellow manager, I'm going to put you down. I win. I cannot afford to lose because ultimately the person who is aggressive also struggles with low self-esteem. We oftentimes look at those people and say, boy, they're totally in control. Boy, they really have it together. No, I totally disagree. Because if I felt okay about myself, couldn't I allow you to have an opinion? But because I don't feel good about myself, I'm going to put you down, that way I feel better.